أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. There is a starting of another subject. Previously we heard and we read about the Jews and the Christians who on the one side claim that they are the favorites of Allah. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّهُ, that we are the children of Allah and we are His beloved and Allah won't punish us. So yeah, Allah is replying to them the connection between that and this ayat, that on what basis are you claiming that you are the children of Allah and you are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. The criteria, you have got no criteria, is just an empty claim. The criteria is how much you will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will love him, then you will become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So don't just live in this dream of yours of just making a claim that I'm the beloved of Allah. See that you are following the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are reading durood sharif and you have the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that is, Allah Ta'ala is directing that to the Jews and Christians. And it is in the Quran Sharif, it is for us to take a lesson. Nobody of us must also claim that I am the beloved of Allah. The criteria is, see how much of the sunnats I've got in my life. How much durood sharif am I reading? How much have I got the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And that love should be to such an extent that I dress like him, I love like him. All the sunnats are in my life. So that is the connection also and the great lesson for us. Then Allah, the other connection of this and the previous ayats, that there in the previous ayats Allah Ta'ala showed that don't keep friendship with the Jews and Christians. That is going to destroy your iman. And don't keep friendship with the non-believers and with sinners. Yeah, in this ayat Allah says who you should keep friendship with. That is with Nabi alayhi, with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and by following their sunnats, etc. That is the direction you should go to. So see in your life how much of sunnats there are, and how much of the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is our mission. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam works solely for akhirat. Are we working a little bit also for akhirat, or our whole lives devoted to dunya? So in that way also this ayat is connected with the previous ayats. And when a person will do that, ulama have written that the lover will become the beloved. A person who loves Allah, loves Allah's Rasul, then he will become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. The talib, the desirer, will become the desired. You desire Allah and His Rasul, Allah will desire you. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi explained that to be a lover is easy. Anyone can be a lover. Whoever we love, whatever we love. But to get love is not easy. A person has to have qualities in him, then he becomes the beloved. Like for example, everyone, rich and poor, learned and unlearned, white, black and white, everyone will love a rose. But to get love, a person has to have qualities like a rose. The rose petals are so beautiful in color, and they are so like silk. They are so wonderful. So automatically everyone loves a rose. So if we also want to become a rose, then we also just become the lovers of Allah, then Allah will make us be His beloved. And whom Allah makes His beloved, Allah puts that love in the whole world, in all the creation also. Then He becomes beloved to everyone. So that is the direction that we will have to go. That we find, that we go and find the love of Allah, and the method is through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much? Allah says clearly, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you claim you love Allah like the Jews and the Christians, or anyone else for that matter, then the acid test of it is فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow in my footsteps, the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then you were the lover, you will become the beloved. You were the desirer, you will become the desired. You wanted something, you will be wanted now. And so it is just for us to follow the sunnah. And not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah will forgive all your gunas also. As a human being, you will still commit gunas, but you just make that your mission, that I want the love of Allah's Nabi. And the method of that is reading Durood Sharif. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, a person will become, will get the tawfiq of making amal on sunnah. And a person who makes amal on sunnah, yuhbibkumullah, Allah will love you. And once you have got the love of Allah, connection, nisbat ma'allah, connection with Allah Ta'ala, and the ma'iyyah, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah will see to all your affairs. You won't even have to do anything for yourself, Allah will do everything for you. And not only that, but Wallahu Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah, by His very nature, He is not only a forgiver, Ghafoor is Isme Mubalagha. Very great forgiver. Allah forgives very greatly. And Rahim is also Isme Mubalagha. Allah's mercy is, Allah is not only merciful, not only very merciful, no words can explain the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah. All that can be in your share, all you have to do is to get the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, for us, it is so simple, practical and easy to start reading Durood Sharif. A person who reads 100, minimum we should read 100 Durood a day. And the shortest Durood, which commonly the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will take under 2 minutes to read it 100 times. But by the barakat of that, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come in our heart. Allah will give us tawfiq of sunnah. And once we have tawfiq of sunnah, Allah will love us. And once Allah loves us, all our work is done of deen and dunya. Our private and public life, our finances and our health, all other and any problems we might have, Allah will sort them out. So the starting point is just to start reading Durood Sharif. Read it 100 times a day and try and encourage everyone else also to read. And then see how great Allah's mercy gets directed towards us. May Allah give us all the peace. Subhanallah.